Let's go get an update on Michigan high school sports. When will the fall sports resume? And also, what about the winter sports and the latest from Lansing? Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome back, Mark.
Afternoon, Bill.
All right. Where is everything at on the possibility of resuming the boys' high school football playoffs, girls' volleyball, and girls' swimming and diving?
So, not much different than from when we last talked. I can share that I wrote a letter to Governor Whitmer, to Dr. Khaldun, and to Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon back on November the 18th, in which we really laid out our case and a proposed plan for us to finish our three fall tournaments in December. That's a week of volleyball. That's our final meet in girls swimming and diving in the last 3 weeks of our football playoffs. With that letter, we were able to share all the data, because again, if we're following the science and the data, all the data that we collected from the fall showing that 95% plus of our teams in football and volleyball were able to play every week of the season, and that number was 98% plus in all of our other fall sports. So the first proposal was when the three-week pause expires next Tuesday, that on next Wednesday we could begin practice in those three fall sports, could get themselves across the finish line during the month of December, which we think is incredibly important. We even attach the caveat to that, that if you're going to allow us to play, but it would have to be with no spectators, then so be it. Because, you know what, we're putting our kids here first, and if the science and the data says that kids aren't getting this or spreading this during the school day, at practice or during games, if the issues are crowds and gatherings, then this plan allows kids to play safely and also addresses the concerns about crowds and gatherings. And that proposal also went on to allow us to restart winter practices on December the 9th, to give our kids the ability to come in to practice in some of our winter sports, Bill, that never had their first day of practice, like boys basketball, a chance for tryouts to be conducted, to be able to get kids back to some activity, and then all of our winter competition games and meets and invites would commence on Monday, January the 4th. So we sent the letter, and to Governor Whitmer's office's credit, they reached out immediately. We had a video conference last week. We were able to lay out the rationale, share some of the science and the data. The members of her office asked some good questions. So there was some real good dialogue. And since we've had that conversation, like everybody, we're just kind of on the edge of our seats here waiting for what happens next. Watched the governor's press conference yesterday, was hoping to get some kind of a sign or indication, and it appears that they're holding that information pretty closely. I know Director Gordon was in front of, I believe it was a House hearing yesterday, and lots of questions back and forth. So like everybody, Bill, we've got our plan in place. We're ready to go if we get the chance to move forward next Wednesday, and we're just literally on the edge of our seats waiting for what our government leadership is going to tell us.
Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. This week has brought some news. I mentioned the CDC story that they believe it's safe for kids to return to school, that school is not a transmission center for the coronavirus in terms of talking about protecting the adults who work there, support staff, teachers, administration, and so on. So I look at that. I then brought to the show's attention yesterday that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the michigan.gov/coronavirus website, they don't even list newborn to 19 years of age on the fatality totals any longer, because the numbers are so low. And matter of fact, if you look under 60 years of age, the death toll is incredibly low. I mean, one's too many, but when you compare it to terms of all the cases since March, it's low. So if you have the CDC, even Dr. Fauci saying safe to return to school, My feeling is then it should be safe to resume sports with all the safety precautions, with the mask, with everything that's been in place. I get that. It's not declaring that the virus is over, but I believe if they're saying school is safe and you have even less numbers congregating playing sports, why wouldn't high school sports and even youth sports be safe to return to play?
Absolutely, and that's the case that we're trying to make. I mean, we've been doing the Safely Bill since August. The numbers and the data show that. I mean, everything that I'm hearing, we haven't had much communication at all with our state health department, but so that's kind of forced us to go out and build some new friendships, some new alliances with some local county health department heads, and who and I found that four of them have a good sports background. They kind of know how our world works, and over and over again, I'm hearing that it's the school day isn't the issue, sports isn't the issue. It's the social gatherings, it's the groups getting together, especially indoors, closer than 6 feet for an extended period of time with no masks, and all of our safety protocols, address that. So, again, if we're going to follow the science and the data. The science and the data, at least in the athletic world that we've seen in our state since August, I think would lead us to getting that chance to give our kids that closure. You talked about the low fatality rates, Bill, of kids age 1 to 19. You know, and I don't even want to bring up this topic, but you've got, mental health issues, and I would imagine that over the last 9 months, if you compare data of teenagers who have taken their own life versus those with the coronavirus, those would probably, hopefully, be both very low statistics. But I guess my point is that we've become so COVID conscious with everything that we're doing, and that's important to do. But we've got to, take at least under consideration the mental health status of our kids, because you don't want to do everything you can to do everything that is COVID connected, but yet you're kind of ignoring some of the other health crises that exist in other areas. And we've been doing more and more in the area of student athlete mental health over the last 2 years, and all the feedback and all the surveys that we see is that mental health issue during the pandemic, it hasn't gotten better, it's actually gotten worse. And I just don't want folks to forget about that part of the equation either.
What's sad is that at the end of June, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveyed Americans on their mental health. That's June of this year. They found symptoms of anxiety and depression were up sharply across the board between March and June compared with the same time the previous year, and young people seemed to be the hardest hit of any group. Almost 11% of all respondents to the survey said they had seriously considered suicide in the past 30 days. For those ages 18 to 24, the number was 1 in 4, 25%. Data collection for several studies on teen mental health during the pandemic is currently underway, and experts worry those studies will show a spike in suicide because young people are increasingly cut off from peers and caring adults because their futures are uncertain and because they are spending more time at home where they are most likely to have access to lethal weapons. And how about this to end it? Teenagers are in a developmental space where it's critically important that they have regular contact with their peers and are able to develop close and ongoing relationships with adults outside their homes, such as teachers, their coaches, and their advisors, said Lisa Damwar, an adolescent psychologist who is a columnist and host of the podcast Ask Lisa, The Psychology of Parenting. Wow. And that fits right with what you just mentioned.
It is, I think the media in general tends to be, alarmist and, want to give always the worst case scenario. And I don't mean to sound like that, because I really try and check myself, but, I'll point you to our sister association in New Mexico that early in September, the New Mexico Athletic and Activities Association, that's the same governing body in New Mexico that we are here in Michigan, launched a really neat student-athlete mental health initiative. Social media, just some of the videos and the content, and it was just off the charts good. So Sally, who was my counterpart in New Mexico, I had reached out to her and said, you know, my gosh, this curriculum looks fantastic in the programming. And she then had to share that, you know, that it is a good program, but she said, well, the reason, Mark, we're doing this is over the summer we had a half dozen kids, student-athletes, who had taken their own lives just during the summer, so their program really had to get in place quickly, and it was very much a reaction to things actually happening on the ground in New Mexico. And, of course, New Mexico was one of those states, Bill, that back in the summer they postponed everything. So there was no sports, no activity, no school the entire fall, which, in keeping contact with Sally, said it's just been an awful time because there's been no outlet for kids there. And so that's just one experience why I'm just trying to get our membership and our leadership not to forget about, we need to do everything we can to reduce the COVID risk, absolutely, but we can't forget about the mental health of our kids either. There has to be a balance in there, and we're trying to find that.
Amen, Mark. And knowing you personally and on air, I know you have put every boy and girl, every coach, every school, every student first since this pandemic began back in March. And there are issues and there are facts. And when the Center for Disease Control director says that school's not a super spreader, that it's safe to return, if you look at the data on in terms of the high number of cases for younger people, but it doesn't become as deadly, then you know what? Let them go back. Let them finish off sports. Let them start winter sports. Help them mentally. I think it's so important. And yes, you're not putting the teachers at risk. I mean, there's risk every day when you drive to school, when you pick up your kids. And unfortunately, there are situations. But man, I think this is the most important time in American history right now. This next couple of months. I really do. And I hope when we get to next week, and I assume this is the path for the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Mark, that you'll wait to see if she announces schools can resume, they put the kids back in. And if they do that, I assume you're hoping they allow the sports to continue. Am I correct on that?
You are. And I don't even know, Bill, that schools having to reopen it has to necessarily be there. We had a lot of our schools back in August that started the school year virtually, but still allowed athletics to move forward because that was a way they could bring kids back to campus in small, identifiable groups that were always with the same two or three adults in terms of their coaches. It wasn't, you know, like they're rotating from class to class. And I would agree that in normal times, the optics of not being able to have your entire student body back on campus but still trying to play sports, normal times, that just doesn't look right. However, I think, and it's a little bit what our government has done, is they've tried to identify some parts of society to where if that those activities can be done safely, go ahead. In other activities, we've got to pause or hold off on those. And even if she would say, okay, schools are going to remain closed to the whole student body until after the first of the year as we try and hit the reset button, I think a pretty good argument could be made that, you know what, let's then give our kids one slice of normalcy and let's allow this slow start of athletics to get going, finish fall in December, allow those practices to start in December, which really is no different than allowing teams to congregate to practice and prepare for two or three weeks during December, leading into kind of the restart of school, which might be face-to-face instruction in early January. So that needs to be part of the metrics as well, I think, because really it's not all that different than what, you know, every year you start practice in August for 3 to 4 weeks, and then school begins. So, again, hopefully we'll be able to get that opportunity come next Wednesday.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So best case scenario is they let you finish the fall sports, the championships, football, volleyball, girls swimming and diving, and then you would start the winter sports after the first of the year. If they say everything's still shut down, school and sports, then what is that next plan with the MHSAA?
Well, I'm not going to go too deeply, and we do have another plan. I mean, this goes back to last March where, you know, every plan that you talk about, you've got two or three other options involved. If we're not able to do anything until after January, we'll need to kind of go back to the drawing board to say, okay, when can we finish volleyball, girls swimming and diving? And obviously football could not be played in our state in January and February. We then potentially look at a possible early spring finish, which nobody wants. I think for those three sports, if we're able to finish in December to give those kids the closure they deserve, that's the best case scenario. With our winter sports, if we're not able to practice or do anything until January, what we then have to do is kind of retool our winter tournament dates. Because essentially, if we're able to finish fall in December, but winter gets completely pushed off until after the first of the year, well, then you're left with two seasons left in 6 months of the school year. And then really, you tweak things so that winter can go January, February, finishing up their tournaments by the end of March. And then our spring sports are looking at April, May, in finishing up their tournaments by the end of June. So things could get kicked back just a couple of weeks, but, Bill, it makes all the dominoes fall much easier if we can get fall completed here during this current month, during December, and then we really turn our attention to doing everything we can to get winter and spring in the remaining 6 months of the school year, which I believe is very doable. I know the next few months with COVID is going to be challenging, but with all the talks of vaccines being just around the corner, just hopeful that calendar year 2021 will give us some opportunities to keep kids active and moving.
What would be your gut off the conversation you did have in that Zoom meeting with the health officials in the governor's office? Well, what's your gut that you'll be able to finish the fall sports here in December?
I'm an optimist by nature, so that is where I will continue to live, both mentally and physically. I just, again, if we're following the science and the data, we've shown that our fall activities could be done safely. If we need to continue to play with masks on, we'll continue to play with masks on. If it means that to get the chance to play, that we have to do it with no spectators, which certainly is not my first choice, but if that is the reality, then that's what we're going to do. So I'm just going to continue to be optimistic and hopeful that we're going to get that chance come next Wednesday.
You can follow everything Michigan High School Sports 24/7, MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Mark, I hear it in your voice, you're trying to get this pushed through, but do it in a safe way like you have with you and your team and all your member schools since last March. And let's hope we get that news next week that those kids can wrap up high school football playoffs, girls volleyball championships, and the girls swimming and diving.
Amen. Thanks, Bill.